This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Iris Smart Home, Lowe's, Home Advisor, and the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your summer home improvement project. What's on your to-do list? Need to step up the AC? Thinking about doing a painting project inside your house? Maybe you've got a job to do outside to improve your outdoor living space. Whatever's on your to-do list, slide it right over to ours by picking up the phone and calling us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to the Money Pit's community page at moneypit.com.
All right, let's get right to it. You know, the summer grilling season is in full swing, and according to a new survey, more and more Americans are expanding their outdoor cooking possibilities by picking up more than one grill. I mean, this really gives you the opportunity to prepare your foods in so many different ways. We're going to have the details on this trend and recommendations for an all-in-one grill that gives you all those options without buying multiple appliances.
Plus, building codes exist to keep your family safe, but only if you or your contractor follow them. We're going to have updates on how to avoid the three most commonly violated codes just ahead.
Plus, if you give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to the community section at moneypit.com, we've got an amazingly perfect summer product that we're giving away this week. It's the Vision Cadet Kamado Charcoal Grill. It has a perfectly portable size, and it gives you the freedom to grill, sear, and bake just about anywhere your heart desires. And it's worth over $400.
Wow. Plus, to help you enjoy better tasting water all summer long, Home Depot has hooked us up with a bunch of great water quality solutions to give away. And this hour, we're featuring the Pure Ultimate 11-cup pitcher with LED and lead reduction filter worth almost $35. If you want to win it, you got to be in it. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question right now to the community page at moneypit.com.
Debbie in Michigan's on the line with a question about algae. It seems to be growing on a garage and keeps coming back. Tell us about it, Deb.
Well, we were clearing out some brush, and we noticed it on the garage. Then I saw that it went to, it's on the house. And my question is, if before I buy a power washer, will a power washer remove the algae, and will the algae come back?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes, exactly.
The pressure washer will remove the algae, and it will come back again and again and again. What you want to do is not pressure wash it. You want to use a product called Spray and Forget, which is essentially an algaecide. And once you spray it on this algae, it will basically kill the algae, stop it from coming back, and because it has sort of a residual effect. Just keep in mind that it doesn't happen instantly. It basically goes on there and kills the algae, and then over the next week to a couple of weeks, you'll see it start to fall off and wash off the house naturally by itself. And the best part is that it's not going to harm your plants.
Yeah, my husband got using bleach, and I wasn't for that at all.
Well, I mean, the bleach will work and it will kill it. It still will come back, but it will also kill all of the plants and everything else around.
That's exactly what I thought too. Right. How do you apply this spray and forget? Is it in a bottle or something?
Yep, they have a bottle. In fact, they have a bottle that has a built-in sort of nozzle where you just hook up the hose and turn the valve on, and away you go.
Awesome. All right. All right.
Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Doug in Florida's on the line with a question about a patio. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got a concrete deck around or deck area around my pool, and when it rains, wherever I've got patio furniture, it creates rust stains, and also where the ladders and the handrails come out of the pool, there's always rust stains around that. And I use a product from Home Depot called Goof Off that works great temporarily. It goes away immediately, but then it always seems to come back with time, in like a couple weeks' time. I'm wondering if there's a permanent solution to get rid of those rust stains.
So this is from rain. It's not from the sprinklers?
Well, it's a combination. I've got it close to the pool where the sprinklers don't hit, and then I've got it on the edges from the sprinklers also.
It's pretty common when it happens because of the sprinklers, and the only way to deal with that is to put some sort of a water filtration system on it that's going to keep that iron out of the water. So it's basically iron in the groundwater that is causing that rust deposit. And so it's no surprise that it's coming back in 2 weeks. It just continues to reaccumulate. In terms of the rust that occurs around the furniture or around the pool ladder, I'm thinking that that's probably because water is collecting there, just draining down and kind of sitting in that area. That's why it looks more obvious that, because I don't think it's rust that's actually forming in the furniture or the pool ladder, because those would not be metals that are going to rust. So I think this is mostly what is actually in that groundwater that's landing on that surface and causing this rust stain deposit to happen. And you're right, Goof Off does work really super well for that.
And there's no real permanent solution then for it, huh? Just keep using
that? Exactly. I mean, you can't stop Mother Nature unless with the sprinkler system, like I said, if you were to put an iron-based filter in it, that would stop the iron deposits from getting through the water and onto the patio surface. So that would have a big impact on it. But, of course, there's an expense associated with that.
Right. Is that a filter that goes on, like, the pump that comes from the
well? Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Between the well and the head, basically.
Is that something I can do myself? Or
you know, it's not terribly difficult if you are pretty handy with plumbing projects.
Yeah, not so much. So
you might want to have your sprinkler pro do that.
At least he's honest.
Well,
Doug's
honest.
Guys.
Thanks for your thanks
right.
for my question.
All right. Well, yeah, good luck with that. You're on the right track. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. And we are taking your calls right now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top-rated local home improvement pros for any home project. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
All right, guys, do you love to grill? And do you love to do that just about anywhere? Well, if so, now is a really good time to give us a call at 888 Money Pit or post your question to the community section at moneypit.com. We're giving away a Vision Cadet Kamado charcoal grill from the Home Depot. It's got a perfectly portable size that gives you the freedom to grill, sear, and even bake just about anywhere your heart desires. And it's a prize worth over $400.
Going out to one listener drawn at random, make that you. Call us or post your question now.
You live in a money pit.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity undersink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find trusted home improvement pros for any project at homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler.
Pick up the phone and give us a call now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. You can get instantly matched with top rated pros for any home project and even book those appointments online for free. So give us a call now at 888 Money Pit.
And if you do, you'll get the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, this hour, we are giving away an amazing summertime product. We've got the Vision Cadet Kamado Grill. It's a charcoal grill that features superior ceramic grill construction, and it's going to give you effortless starting, efficient heat circulation, and precise temperature controls. You can't always bring the party to the grill, right? But with the Vision Grills Cadet, you can bring the grill to just about any party because it's totally portable. It gives you the freedom to grill, sear, and bake just about anywhere your heart desires. It's available at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. It's worth over $400, but it's going to go out to one lucky listener drawn at random. Give us a call right now at 888 Money Pit or post your question to the Money Pit's community page at MoneyPit.com.
Bob in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a faulty garage door opener diagnosed by the manufacturer having a bad circuit board. And the question I have is with regard to surge protection of garage door openers. And there are two types that I can identify. One like you might use for your electronic equipment, and a special garage door opener made by a company, Chamberlain, that has not only protection for the basic motor and the circuit board, but also for the control panels.
Okay, so first of all, are you going to repair the garage door opener and put the new circuit board in it, Bob?
Yes, because it's under warranty, and they will replace the part for free, but the laborer has to pay for it.
Yeah, that's kind of an unusual thing to happen. I actually have never heard of a board like that failing, but okay, it can happen. So now what you want to do is you're thinking that that could have been caused by an electrical surge and you want to protect from that?
Most people I talk to do not have surge protectors on their garage door opener.
No, most people don't. And I would be hesitant to probably add one because I think this is probably an anomaly. But I will say this. If you are going to put this on, Chamberlain makes one. I would definitely trust that brand. I know a lot about that brand and the people behind it. And it's a good brand. They make good products. And so if they're offering something that does this, I wouldn't be hesitant to invest in it.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know, all these little devices we have around the house, you know, garage door openers and microwaves and stuff like that, are all susceptible to surges of sorts.
But, you know, generally you put surge protection on your main panel, not necessarily on every appliance. And sometimes you put them on, you know, computers and that sort of thing. But this is a very unusual circumstance. But if you're going to put something on and Chamberlain makes a product for that, I would trust it. Okay, Bob?
Hey, very good. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day.
Uh-huh.
And there's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe, and it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22,
mm-hmm.
and it takes out 70 pints of water a day. And it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it. And all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in the house?
30 to 50%?
Well, yeah, I was going to say around 40, so we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, if you've ever grabbed a glass of tap water only to notice that maybe it doesn't taste as clear or perhaps as refreshing as you like, adding a water filter to your sink can actually be a very easy and effective solution. Now, there are a wide variety of products out there that can work, and most are pretty simple to install.
Yeah, that's right. You know, GE has a system called the GE Dual Flow Water Filtration System that we really like because it gets installed under your kitchen sink cabinet, and it's operated by a filtration controller, which is kind of like a valve that turns the filtration on and off. It's mounted right on the sink. It's got a really beautifully clean and modern look to it, and it even has a built-in filter replacement indicator light. Now, that's going to remind you when it's time to actually replace that water filter, because if you're not having a clean water filter on the filter itself, it's really not doing its job.
Yeah, and the system's also NSF certified, which is going to help you reduce chlorine taste and odor and select pharmaceuticals and VOCs, as well as lead and other contaminants. And installing the system, it's pretty straightforward and has a twist and lock design. So replacing those filters every 6 months is pretty easy, and it doesn't require any tools. The GE Dual Flow Water Filtration System is another one of the great water quality solutions offered by the Home Depot and retails for $127. You'll find the system in store as well as online at homedepot.com.
Jerry in West Virginia is on the line with the soundproofing question. How can we help you today?
The second floor master, we want to convert into a movie room. However, it's over our son's bedroom. He's 6 years old. And what I've noticed is the volume, there's like no sound barrier between the first and second floor. So like when I hear my wife reading him a bedtime story, I can hear it very plainly upstairs.
And that's typical because there's no insulation in those walls, so you will get some sound transmission. If you want to try to soundproof those walls or the ceiling, there's a number of ways to do that. There's a type of drywall that you can apply as a second layer that will be quieter than the traditional type of drywall. It's called quiet rock. To do that, you'd probably have to take out the old drywall. The other issue is that wherever you have a gap in those walls for an electrical outlet or a light switch or anything like that, they have to be sealed properly to deliver the soundproofing. And then there's another way to do this where you put a second layer of regular drywall on the first layer that's already there. You use a material called green glue, which provides sort of a sound insulation barrier between the two rooms. So by improving the drywall between the surfaces, you can reduce some of the sound, but I don't know. You said movie room. If it gets pretty loud in there, it's probably not going to stop all of it.
Yeah, we were kind of hoping to do some type of cork floor upstairs. I thought there may be something that would help.
Well, I mean, that'll help a little bit, but the drywall of the ceiling below is where you'll really have a chance to stop it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and I love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Yeah, good luck with that project and with all the work you're doing to your new house. Call us back anytime. 888-666-3974.
Brian in Arkansas is on the line and has a mysterious odor in the house. What's going on?
I've got a crawl space under my house of about 1,900 square feet, and we've noticed the last several years, only in the summer, when we go away from a long weekend, we come back on a Sunday night, and there's a peculiar odor in the house. It's a musty smell, if you will, but again, only in the summertime.
Well, it's typically more humid in the summer, and you mentioned that it only happens when you're away, so you have less air movement inside the house, doors are not being opened and closed. Is this crawl space under your house, does it have a vapor barrier over it, Brian?
Well, when the house was built 15 years ago, they put down some probably 4 or 6 mil sheeting, but it wasn't completely encapsulated. So what I have done in the last 2 weeks is gotten some 15 mil poly, and I have totally encapsulated under the house. I've wrapped the pillars, I've sealed the walls, and I've taped the seams.
So that's great. So something else that you can do is you could add an exhaust fan into that crawl space and have it set to work off a humidistat. And the way you do that is they have crawl space fans that are basically 8 by 16 inches, which is the same size as a concrete block. So in lieu of one of the vents, you install this fan and you wire it to a humidistat, maybe mounted somewhere in the middle of the crawl space. And then when the moisture gets really high, the humidistat will kick on the fan, and it will draw some drier air through the crawl space. Now, the third thing that you can do is just to be very careful with your outdoor drainage maintenance. So by that, I mean, make sure you have gutters on the house, that the downspouts are discharging away from the house, and that the soil around the crawl space perimeter slopes away from the house. By trying to keep that water away from those walls, you'll reduce the amount of moisture that's building up in the crawl space. Does that make sense?
It does. I think I've got all that covered at this point. What about a dehumidifier? I've been told that's the next step.
You could put a dehumidifier in, but I would rather see you put that simple ventilation fan hooked up to a humidistat on first. But if you want to put a dehumidifier in, I would take a look at the one by Santa Fe. I actually just put a Santa Fe dehumidifier in my basement, and it's working really, really well. And I liked it because it's not very big. It hangs from the rafters. And it was only 12 by 12 by 22. So it was pretty small unit. So it didn't take up a lot of space, and it's doing a really good job. The one I put in takes out 70 pints of water a day.
Wow. Well, as I take each step, I'm trying to go through and see if I'm doing everything correct. Could there be anything else that I'm missing, or am I assuming that the smell is coming from under the house up into the first floor?
Well, I mean, the only other typical source of smells in houses is plumbing smells. So sometimes you get biogas in the drains of your sinks or your tubs that can cause an odor. But if you clean those out with like an oxygenated bleach, that will keep that under control. But if you have that kind of humid, musty smell, it may very well be coming from the crawl space.
Okay, so if I totally encapsulate it and either put a fan in and or a dehumidifier, should I see results in just a couple of weeks maybe?
I think so, yes.
Okay, because that takes care of the air under the house, which affects the first floor as well, I guess.
Absolutely.
I will proceed with that.
All right, Brian. And anytime you have questions, you can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Just ahead, the summer grilling season is in full swing, and according to a new survey, more and more of us Americans are expanding our outdoor cooking possibilities by picking up more than one grill. This way, why not enjoy multiple preparation techniques?
Yep, we'll have the details on this new trend and tips on grills that can give you all the cooking options in one device after this.
888-MONEY-PIT.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find trusted home improvement pros for any project at homeadvisor.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, the summer grilling season is in full swing, and according to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, more and more Americans are expanding their outdoor cooking possibilities by picking up more than one grill, and this way you can enjoy multiple preparation techniques.
Well, whether you want to update the grill you have now or expand to grilling greatness by picking up a second or even third to add to your outdoor kitchen, there are a lot of fantastic options on the market. So with us to talk about that is Dan Parilli, the grill expert for the Home Depot. So, Dan, I guess that makes you the official grill master, too?
That's correct.
Well, welcome to the Money Pit, Dan. Boy, there are so many options out there in grills right now, not only in gas grills, but with the pellet grills and the grills for tailgating and camping. What are you guys most excited about? I mean, in your job, you see all of the grills that are coming out across the country, and you get to pick the best ones to put in the Home Depot. So what are you guys really looking forward to?
Gas grills, by far the most popular in the industry still. And Weber, the brand leader in the industry, has a new lineup this year with their Genesis 2 grill, featuring a new system with better warranties, so greater performance under the lid.
Yeah, I read about that system. You get very consistent cooking surface temperature, and that's almost that's sort of the art of grilling, isn't it? Trying to use, figure out where the hot spots and the cool spots are. But if you have that consistency, it's just going to be a lot easier to plan your meal.
Absolutely. Takes it all out of there, so it's much easier to use for better performance.
And what about the Next Grill? What have they got coming out? That's your home brand, right? Isn't that your store brand?
Yeah, Next Grill is Home Depot exclusive brand, and they have their Evolution Grill that we launched last year that gives you three cooking techniques in one. So you have infrared grilling, direct grilling, and you can also smoke on that grill, all in one grill.
That's a fantastic innovation because, as we heard, more folks want to have multiple grills for multiple grilling opportunities. This is maybe, if you're space limited, you could have it all in one with the Next Grill Evolution.
Absolutely, right. So whether you're buying one grill or two or three to your deck, this one solves it for you in one. And for those who just want to keep adding more, great.
Do you find, Dan, that gas grills, I mean, with the options available for so many different types of cooking and heat sources, do you find that gas grills are still your number one sellers?
Gas grills by far our number one seller, but what you see is there's also strength with smokers and also wood pellet grills. So just as people want to do more, explore more, enjoy the leisure of grilling, you've seen smokers index up, and wood pellets has been a big growth one for us as well.
So for those that are not familiar with pellet grills, how do they differ from the grills that perhaps we're used to every day, be they charcoal or gas? What does that sort of add to the mix?
They'll give you the same great flavor as a charcoal grill. Right? You're burning wood pellets, so that's the greatness about it. And the other best thing that people aren't aware of and where we're growing awareness on is the ease to use. You literally plug this grill in, you turn it on with a button, and you set it to your desired temperature, and the grill does the remainder of the work for you. So it's simple and great taste all in one grill.
I mean, that's amazing. Now, these grills don't sound like they're the ones I'm taking to, you know, the sporting events or the camping trips. What's a good grill if I'm looking for something that's portable, super great to cook with, but easy to use?
Weber Q portable grill. We carry it in black in store, multiple colors online to match your, you know, your college team or pro team or whatever setting you're in. But great grill from a quality brand like Weber, easiest one by far.
Now, in addition to the grills, there are more and more grilling accessories out there, and including some smartphone accessories that I think is really fun to be able to combine your grilling with your smartphone to tell you, I guess, when it's time to perhaps turn the burgers?
Yeah, I'd say the one I use every time I'm cooking, Weber iGrill Bluetooth thermometer. It takes all the guesswork out of grilling. So literally, I will stick a thermometer in, and this thermometer then links up to my phone. So I can just sit on my couch, watch what temperature my meat's at, and it'll tell me when it's done, right? So no more guesswork.
So, Dan, I really feel like people are using their outdoor grills really as this extension of their kitchen and preparing things you wouldn't normally think about for the grill, like pizzas and veggies and all kinds of fish. Are you finding that the evolution of accessories are really sort of stepping up to match these cooking needs?
By far. That's been one of our biggest growth areas is accessories. So we have anything from a grilled cheese basket to just your burger stuffers, to pizza accessories, but people continue to explore more and more outdoors with their grill, and they want to cook things that they're seeing on the cooking channel. And it's been huge for us, and we've got over 200 accessories in store, and we continue to add to just complement how customers want to explore on their grill.
Fantastic. We're talking to Dan Pirelli. He is the grill expert for the Home Depot. And, of course, Dan, now we're almost to midsummer, and folks have been using their grill now for a while. Good idea to do an occasional cleaning of that grill, and how would you advise it get started?
Absolutely clean that for best performance. So a great cleaner we carry in store is Zep Heavy Duty Grill Cleaner. It's a great cleaner just to get your grill wiped down, inside and out, getting inside the grill. A great thing to do is update that brush, right? Every year you should update that brush and obviously grill before and after use. Two of the easiest ways to keep that grill clean.
Great advice. Dan Pirelli, the grilling expert for the Home Depot. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. I bet all your buddies ask you what grill to buy as well, right?
All the time, and thank you guys so much.
Hey, if you'd like more information on all of the grilling products that the Home Depot carries, head on over to homedepot.com or visit your local Home Depot store.
All right, thanks, Dan. Man, now I want to get outside and cook some dinner. Hey, guys, if you've got a home improvement question, we may very well have the answer. In fact, I know we're going to have the answer. So give us a call now on the Money Pit's listener line at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor.
You can get matched with background checked home service pros in your area and compare prices, read verified reviews, and book appointments online, all for free. No matter the type of job, Home Advisor makes it fast and easy to hire a pro you can trust.
And thanks to the Home Depot, we've got lots of water quality solutions to give away, like the Pure Ultimate 11-cup pitcher with LED, and it features a lead reduction filter worth $35.
And just another example of the many water quality solutions available at the Home Depot that we are giving away right here on the Money Pit. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Money Pit is presented by ADT, the security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. At ADT, we know your security is only as strong as the people who are backing you up. For 24/7 monitoring and peace of mind, visit ADT.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call now for the answer to your home improvement question, plus your chance to win a water quality solution from our friends at the Home Depot.
Yeah, you know, they really have any product that you need to improve the water in your home. And this hour, we're featuring a pretty cool one. It's the Pure Ultimate 11-Cup Pitcher and Filter. Pure is the number one selling brand in lead filtration among filters certified to reduce lead.
Yeah, you know, it's certified to remove 99% lead. It also removes 96% mercury and 92% of certain pesticides that are found in water. And you can filter up to 30 gallons, which really is 488 8-ounce cups per filter. So that's going to last you about 2 months. You can find it at the Home Depot or homedepot.com, and it's a prize worth $57.
And we've got a water quality solution just like that going out to one lucky caller drawn at random. The number again is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Well, building codes are out there to help make sure work that's done to your home is safe, but the system only works if you follow it. And I actually had a very unusual experience this week, Leslie, when I got a letter from my local building department.
Oh, yeah?
So about 3 years ago, we replaced the air conditioning compressor on a condominium that we own, and we rented out. We've had it for many years. And my contractor got a building permit for that, as he should have, right? But apparently, he never got a final inspection. So I got a letter this week about my 2013 open building permit at this condo about the need to get this inspection done. And I'm thinking, why don't we just wait a few more years and, you know, I'll get it the next time I have to replace the compressor because it's already at kind of like its half-life, right? But it is important to take out a building permit when you have these projects done. But I guess you got to make sure that you do follow up that it actually is inspected. And I guess I maybe dropped the ball on that, and perhaps I should have looked a little closer. But meanwhile, by the way, it's worked for 3 or 4 years now, and we're not having any air conditioning problems.
Right. Well, and at least, you know, the building department is paying attention.
Eventually, they do catch up with you. It takes them a little bit of time.
I mean, that really is just a great lesson. And it does show that Tom and I do certainly let things slip up now and again, especially if we're not following up on our contractors. You know, while we're on the subject, there really are a couple of other common residential codes that are frequently overlooked. You know, the first one involves handrails that are mounted on a wall. Those kinds of handrails must have what's called a return on the end. Now, the return is like a piece at the end of the rail that turns and goes back to the wall. It keeps things like your shirt sleeves and your purse straps from getting caught on the handrail, which can cause a fall hazard. And speaking of handrails, open handrails are no longer allowed, and you have to have spindles or balusters on them that are spaced no more than 6 inches apart, and that's because we don't want anybody to smush their heads in between them. Kids do it all the time.
Yeah, they try to do it. They try to squeeze through it, right?
They try.
Well, another commonly missed building code has to do with misplaced smoke alarms. Now, for existing homes, you need one on each level of your house and outside every bedroom. Plus, you got to make sure that they're all working. Now, if you're building a new house, there's a different code for that, and it requires that you have a smoke alarm inside of each bedroom, and those need to be hardwired with a battery backup and interconnected, so if one goes off, they all go off and wake everybody up in the house.
Now, this last one here is violated a lot, especially if you live in an older home. It's missing or defective ground fault circuit interrupters. Now, a ground fault circuit interrupter, or GFCI, as you may hear the pros talking about it, or you might be familiar with that term, and that will cut power to a circuit if it detects a diversion of the current to a ground, which is you if you're getting a shock. Now, GFCI's protection is required for outlets in kitchens, bathrooms, garages, and pretty much every outdoor circuit. GFCIs have a test button. You'll notice the test retest button, and that's built right in, which should be checked monthly. And if you don't have any GFCIs, it's a wise safety improvement to add them.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, there's another very similar device that just came out called an arc fault detector. And that works similar to a GFCI, except it's even smarter. What it detects is any sparking of wire inside the walls of your house. So if you have any kind of arc, that's a spark.
Arcing and sparking.
If it's arcing and sparking, this arc fault detector will detect it and shut off the circuit, keeping you safe and stopping a fire from occurring. So take advantage of these new technologies to make sure that your house is electrically very, very safe.
All right, thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. Still ahead, dishwashers exist to make your life easier, but could your dishwasher be shortening the life of your dishes that it's cleaning? That's an odd thing to think about. We'll tell you all those details when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by ADT, the security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. At ADT, we know your security is only as strong as the people who are backing you up. For 24/7 monitoring and peace of mind, visit ADT.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Got a great new website at MoneyPit.com. Got lots of folks posting their home improvement questions in the community section. That's what Jen did.
All right, and Jen writes, after an especially bad rainstorm, water started leaking into the ceiling and walls around my chimney. I called a contractor out who suggested sealing the chimney area with silicone. My roof's in good shape and only 5 years old. Does this sound right?
Nope, because the common cure for this that most contractors are going to advocate is some sort of a sealant, but they don't last. You know, that's an area of the roof where you get a lot of movement, a lot of expansion and contraction. The wind actually moves the chimney a little bit. So what you want to do is have flashing and counter flashing that kind of slide together to keep the place watertight. And if you don't have that, Jen, then that is the repair that needs to be done. But just putting a sealant on there is going to give you only a very, very temporary fix, and you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, Jen, you know, you really want to get things buttoned up, especially when it comes to a roof, because this way you get it done once, you get it done right, and then you don't have to worry about those leaks happening ever again.
Well, if you own a dishwasher, it may be tempting to throw everything but the kitchen sink into it, but there's a good chance your dishwasher is doing more harm than good. To find out which kitchen items always deserve the white glove treatment, or at least the rubber glove one, we're going to turn to Leslie for today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And you know, Leslie, growing up, we had three dishwashers, and they were always breaking down. They were named Tom, Mary Beth, and Lisa.
Yes, in my house, the dishwashers were Leslie, Stephanie, and Elise. And here in my current home, it's just Leslie or the dishwasher itself. The boys have not yet figured out how to wash a dish. And I guess that's my own damn fault. I should get them doing it. But, you know, guys, it really does go without saying that anything that is marked hand wash should be hand washed. And granted, it's probably on a sticker when you first get that dish or glass, so try to remember which one it is. But sometimes it's stamped on the bottom of a ceramic piece, and they mean it. I mean, there are other items, though, that you should never, ever, ever put in your dishwasher. Now, first of them is a seasoned cast iron skillet. That really is a point of pride for any cook that you would know. And those, you know, all that seasoning and all that years of building up that oil on it, you can undo that in one simple dishwashing cycle. So you want to hand wash cast iron, but not with soap. You actually want to scrub it with cooking oil and salt instead, then wipe it dry with a paper or cloth towel to keep it from rusting. That's truly going to keep the seasoning on it. It's going to keep it making those delicious flavors and perfectly seared things. Now, if you've got an insulated travel mug that you take every morning for your coffee or tea when you're on your commute to work, you need to wash that by hand every single night as well. The force of the water in the dishwasher can get between the mug's outer and inner layers, and that can cause odors and mold. And, you know, really just ruin your favorite travel mug. I had a great Coldplay thermos that I got at a concert, and I'm such a dummy, I put it in the dishwasher. And the same thing, those two layers, the water got in between, and it was like a steamy-looking water thermos, and I had to sadly get rid of it. So don't make that same mistake.
Bummer.
The other things are nonstick pans. Those are dishwasher safe, but some are not. And others are going to lose that nonstick quality in the extreme heat of the dishwasher itself. So you've got to either check with the manufacturer or just play it safe and hand wash it. I mean, the minute or two that you spend hand washing a nonstick pan really beats a ruined pan and a ruined meal. And finally, anything made out of wood, spoons, spatulas, whatever it is, they don't go in the dishwasher at all. Not only because it's porous and it then absorbs all the soap and the other germs, but because all that heat eventually causes wood to crack and split. Not good.
Not good. I'll tell you what else is not good. When you have bare spots around the outside of your house because maybe you got too much shade and things are not growing, the solution, though, is called ground cover. And we're going to talk about that on the next edition of Money Pit. We're going to teach you what ground covers work well and how to plant them properly. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.